We are on Daf Chavov Amid Beis. Before we learn Taisvis Divra Maschel Bishgoga, I'd like to mention Pshat according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel darshens v'shichaso ad sheyiskaven l'shachso. And l'chayr, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, pshat is that the Odin has to have a kavona l'hora, a kavona to destroy. And therefore, the Gemara says that if he was a roife, and he had a good intent, so he doesn't go out l'cheres, because in the order, the condition that he goes out l'cheres is v'shichaso. He had a bad intent. He had a destructive intent. This is one halacha. The Gemara, Mesechtes Kedushin, Lafchav Daldam at Beis, asks, according to the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel, that holds by Areife, he does go out L'cheres, so what do they do with the Veshichaso? So the Gemara answers that they learn out from Veshichaso, if he wasn't Mechaven La'ayin, Prat L'Uber, that he's Moitzi the Uber, and Sima Uber Shebemeyel. That was the Tosfos Kasha. Why, according to the Chachamim, if Nofal Evan Alein Avdoi, he also wasn't Mechaven La'ayin. So why is it, according to the Chachamim, he will go out L'cheres? That's Tosfos Kasha that we learned last week. We mentioned the Rashba that asks on Tosfos. But I just want to mention one thing. Al Kaponim, the Gemara in Kedushin asks, the Chachamim darshan v'shichaso to tell us, and he was not mechaven la'ayin, hoitzi uba. How does Rav Shimon Gamliel know this then? The Gemara answers, because it could have said v'shichas, and it says v'shichaso, so he learns two droshes. One droshe is, he has to be mechaven lahora. And another drosha is, he has to be mechaven for the ayin. So memeila, dachsach mir pshat is, that the first drosha is, he has to be mechaven lohora. So, according to this drash, a doctor who wants to be merapa avdoi, he's not Yoitza L'cheres, because he wasn't Mechavim L'hora. The case in our Gemara of Nofal Evan Mitoich Cheikoi, this also doesn't go out L'cheres, out this Drosha, because he wasn't Mechavim L'hora. So when the Gemara brought down the Beraisa of Roifei, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he does not go out L'cheres. The reason is, not because he's Mechaven L'toyiv. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's a condition. You have to be Mechaven L'hora. And Memela Aroife is not Mechaven L'hora. And Nofal Evan Misoy Cheke is also there wasn't a Kavona L'hora. The second drash that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that you need mechaven la'ayin, darsach mir, even though the Gemara brings down, according to the Chum, the case of a, it was Haitzi Yuba, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the second drash you need, if it was mechaven lahora, v'loy la'ayin, he wanted to hit the Yevet, but he didn't want to take out his eye, Meshugan is on it. And Lemais, he ended up by taking out his eye. So that's the second drash. That he wasn't Mechaven Lion. So Al Koponim, So, Bemison, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there are two reasons why Nafal Evan Mitoy Chekoi, why it's not Yoitzel Lecheiris. First of all, it's not Mechavan Lohora. And second of all, it wasn't Mechavan Lain. And the Gemara brings down the first reason of you need Mechavan Lohora. And that is why, according to Shimon Gamliel, a Yroife is not Yoitzel Lecheiris, because it wasn't Mechavan Lohora. Let us, so the vow we learned, the halacha, Oysa even monachas loy becheikai v'loy hikir bo. He was unaware b'chlal that he has an even, v'omad v'noflo. Zog to Gemara weiter, hikir bo. What if he was aware that he has an even becheikai? V'shokcho. And then later he forgot. Va'omad v'noflo. So the Gemara says as follows. L'inyin nezokin chayiv. L'inyin nezokin is chayiv. Because shikre is, it's not any better than shoygig va'inis that one is chayiv l'gabi nezokin. L'inyin dalet vorim poter. He's not a pesheya. Shikr is like a shaygik. And a shaygik is potter from Dalet Dvorim. Linyingolus chayev. Linyingolus will be chayev. Oma no bishkoge. Mechlal da havala yediye. Shkoge means, see in Taisvis, that Bishkoga means that not he was completely unaware that there's an Evan Bechekai. That's more Kol of Loinis. And then he's Potter from Golus. But if he was aware, then it slipped his mind, that's called a Shaygik. Havala Yediyah, Vahavala Yediyah. So we'll go in Golus. Leinian Shabbos, if he had an Evan Besaychek, he got up and went Aladamas Beshusarabim Potter. Because it's not Malachas Machshavis. Leinian Evet, he didn't have an intent to be Meriah to the Evet, he didn't have an intent for the Ayin. It's Plukted Rab Shimon Gamliel Barabon. We have the Machlekas Rab Shimon Gamliel Barabon. Let us see Rashi. Linya daladvorim potter, the af al gav. The hikirbo, avishikre, shoygek v'loy pshiye. This is called a shoygek, it's not considered a pshiye. Linya shabbos potter. Ba'af al gav, the mikraye shigoge le'inyin golus, even though this is considered a shigoge, he knew, and then he forgot. Ha'bapote b'shabes, b'ne meleches machshabes, sh'niskaven lasais meloche. The meloche that was done, he had an intent to do this meloche. U'chisobo sh'ayoyim chol, that's the shigig of Shabbos. He wants to do what he did, but he was unaware of certain ideas that this is also a today is Shabbos. Obavizelo in his cabin. He, Bechlau, did not have any intent to do what he had done. Let us see Toysvis. Bishkoge, Bechlau, Dahavala Yediyah. So Shkoge means Dahavala Yediyah. Mishum. Then he is chayiv golus. Mishum degabi golus ksiv tuvo bishkoge. There are many times in the parsha that's mentioned shkoge. Dorish lo. That's why he darshens, he needs a yediyah. Dogabi chaylev afal gav deksiv be bishkoge. Lecheshinin lohoysa lo yediyah. There it's not necessary that he had a yediyah before that it was chaylev and shokcha. If he didn't know bechlal that it's chaylev, he's also being zakol. והייתיים הנמי מתינם בריש אלו אין הגוילם אוי ממותה מבשגוגה לגבי גולס, אף אגב לגבי שבס ובדזור הקסיב בשגוגה מחייבינן אוי ממותה בפרק כלל גודו. הדחס מהפשט נטויספס is as follows. There is a pure shoigik. Then there's a shoigik that leans to one of the two extremes. There's a shoigik that's called a bloines. It's a shoigik, but it's called a bloines. There's a shoigik that's called a lemezit. So these are all gray areas. It's all for, it's not an oinis, it's not a mezid, but it's a shoigik korav loinis, it's a shoigik korav lemezid. So Mamela, Tosfos says as follows. Wherever it says in the Torah, shkoge, without ribuyim, so all these gray areas are included. This is also a shoigik. It's a korav lemezid. Korav loin, but it's still a shaygik. It's not amazing. It's not a loinus. So therefore, when it comes, it says shkoge by chaylev. So he didn't know it was chaylev. He didn't know bachal was chaylev. He was served chaylev. He didn't know that it's chaylev. This is more korav loinus, but it's still a shaygik. It's not called a loinus. The Rambam says in a note, Einus called, he didn't have an etzah how to be nitzel here. So the waiter bought you a piece of meat, you should be mavara, so it's a shaygik, but it's korav loinus. So, a shaygik that's korav loinus, b'chol ha-Torah kula is a din shaygik. So me'mele, that would, it's korav loinus, so you'll bring a korav mchata, so you didn't know. I'm a mutter. Ayma Mutter, he knows what he's doing, but he held it was Mutter. Ayma Mutter, he held it was Mutter. So Memele, that's a little bit call of the Mazit. That means he came to a conclusion, he knows what he's doing, but he thinks it's Mutter. Ayz, Ayma Bimavara, Chamein Yisenga, Halochis, Ayma Mutter, became a Pesach already. That's a little call of the Mazit. But it's still a shaygik. It's still a shkoge. So memele b'chol ha-teira kula legabi Shabbos legabi chaylev. We do not need a shaygik without a netiyah letzadzeh. Everything falls into the category of shaygik, even though there's a netiyah loinus and netiyah lemezid. But it's still a shaygik. It's not a loinus and it's not a mezid. It says by Golas, a lot of times shgoge, so I learn out from these ribui tevis, that has to be a pure shaygik, no netiyas, tenitzad. If it's a little bit noite to oinus, so that's not shaygik, that's not a pure shaygik, it's a shaygik ha noite to oinus. So that's why by Golas, if loy hikya bo, it's a shaygik, but it's noite to oinus. So Memela, you won't call in Golas. It's night alainus. The same thing, Oime Muta, you also don't call in Golas. That's night alamezit. Isn't it the alamezit? I held it's Muta. I held you allowed to kill him. If he insults me, I'm allowed to come. Fine. But, I appreciate your understanding, but, that's a little call of lamezit. So Memela, so the ribui shkoges tell us you have to have a pure shkoge. That's what Tosfos is saying here. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Niskaven lizroik shtayim vizorak arba. A person wanted to be zorik something to Amis. And vizorak arba, lemaise, it came out that... He was Zayrik Arbe. It went a little further than he thought he's going to be Zayrik. Linyan Nezokin Chayev. Linyan Nezokin Yechayev. So he's a Shoigik. So Nezokin also Chayev. Linyan Dalet Vorim Potter. Need Kov Lepshia. I thought I'm going to throw two Amis. I didn't realize that I'd make such a mistake and I'd go over the Mokimer wanted to throw it at. Linyan Shabbos Meleches Machsheves Beino. So here's Golgot. That means I wanted to throw it to Amis. I had no intentions of being Mavid al Amis Peshusaram. Lamaisa, it came out, it was a Mavid, but it's felt Meleches Machsheves. Linyan Golis, Asher Leitzoda Omar Rachmone, Prato Niskaven Lizrek Shtayim Bezorek Dalet. We'll see there's two Lashaynas, if he is Chayav Golis, if he's not Chayav Golis. Before we go into the Sugya, I saw a Moira de Kayam Shel Shloime that says as follows. He closes a Shaila. A person, Mi She Shir Bedatoi She'oit Hayoim Godel. Sees a lot of time yet to daven mincha. Behischel be'esek acher. So he started doing something. Besomach daitoi shloyavereye. I can do this, and I can daven mincha. He had figured out that he has time for both. He's enough time to do this esek and to daven mincha. Uponahayim. But he miscalculated. He got involved with this ASIC, and this ASIC took much longer than he thought the ASIC would take. And the verpasst this man Minchen. The Shaila is, can he daven two Shemayne Esreis? Is this called amazed? Or is this called a shaygik or a lainis? If he's a shaygik, he can daven two Shemoneh Esreis. If he's a mezid, he can't daven two Shemoneh Esreis. Sok te yam sheshloime le mikri mezid shlo yuchal ispalo shtayim elo oynis a shaygik. This person's called not a mezid. He's a lainis and shaygik. He miscalculated. He thought the Malachi is doing, and the time he has time for both. A miscalculation is a loche of Shaykik. Zaktim Yamshel Shloime, how does this come in? He says, Araya from Asugya. Niskaven Lizrak Beis Vizorak Dalit. There's also a miscalculation. Shoyatoye Besichloi. Sheshir, he thought Sheirias Chaitzla Yagia Yoisami Beis Amis. He thought it would only go to Amis. Umasha Megia Yoisa, who like Beshaikik Bainis. We'll see, let other Shitas he goes to Golis. The Niskavan, it's called a Shaikik. He miscalculated. Im Kain. So therefore, the Yamshel Shloime being Zarayah from our Gemara, Linyan Tefillah, Sheshir Beliboy Shoida Yoim Godel, if there was a calculation, he knew. He's going to do something now, and it's going to take time, but he looked at the clock, and he calculated, well, he figured out how long this will take, and he should still have enough time to daven mincha. He's called a shoygik and honest. There's a miscalculation. Udavon tushman esos by Meirin. Ilav shleichoshev klal bedaite beholach lasoko. But what is if he went to do this asik and someone tapped him on his back and said, no, what's with mincha? Listen, this has to be done. See about mincha. That's called amazing. He didn't calculate. He gave priorities. He has to do this, and Mincha will see if I have time, I have time. That's called amazing, and then he came down Shemoneh Esrei twice. Zokt the Yamshel Shloime, but it comes out, but a person, theoretically, there's a whole Mishnah in the Masechta Shabbos, the first Perek, And then he shouldn't start doing things before he davens mincha. Let him make calculations. How long does the haircut take? We'll take everything in consideration. Maybe the scissors will break. But everything, if he made a calculation, what's the shlach? Zakte Yamsha Shleime, Bevadai Tzorich Kol Odom Lahachmer Mimneke Voit Koinoi Bulei Lismeich Adatoi. One should not be Soimach Adatoi when it comes to Voit Koinoi. That I heard a Merde Kemaise, someone wanted to come from Eretz Yisrael to Achasene. So they said, to come the day of the Chasna, what will be if, the day of the Chasna, they won't come. So then they said, so when they're going to come Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos will come. Then later, there was a Gevaldik in Bikairis. They said, for the Chasna, it was, maybe I'll miss the Chasna. What will be with Shabbos and what will be with Shabbos? But that pshat, kvoit koini, is also something. You don't rely on cheshbonis. Don't rely. So memele, that's the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says, yeah, that there's a cheshbon, how long will the haircut take and everything? No problem. So the Mishnah says, bevadai tzor kolodam lahach mibnei kvoit koini, v'loi lismai chadaitai. Listen, we're playing with fire over here. The Vapasa Mincha is fire. So Memela, don't rely on your Cheshbonis. It's too precious to rely on your Cheshbonis. When we come to precious in Yonim, when you ask someone how many carats there are in this diamond, well, it's around this year. But with Eretz Tzachin, you don't play around. You want to be medagdic. So Memela, so one should be machmer mitnei kvoit koine. But if he didn't do it, that's not called a meisi. That's called a shayki. That's as a double that the Yamsha Shleima learned from our sugi. But now let us see Rashi. Lizrek shtayim linyan Shabbos poter the meleches machsheves bina. This is very good. We need Malachas Machshavas. That means he didn't want to do Malach. He didn't want to be Mavad al Amos Peshus Aram. He wanted to throw something to Amos Peshus Aram. Le'inyan Golis Chayiv. So Rashi learns, so you have to know like this. Our Gemara is very sosum. Le'inyan Golis Asher Lo'itzodo Omar Rachmon. There's a pasuk over here. Now what the Gemara means is very unclear, and there are two Lashonis in Rashi. Zokt Rashi, let's just say the two Lashonis, and then we'll try to elaborate a little. Linyigolas chay d'chsiv v'ashel loitzodo besamti lochmokeim parat lemiskaven lizrek shtayim bezorek arbe sheni beteres vechiyos edish o beteres vesamti lochamoke. Lishnachine vashelo itzodo parat lemiskaven lizrek shtayim bezorek arbe de pota migolos. Tochi mashme shelo itzodo shloi niskaven litzadeid velizrek etzloi. Yonos. The second lashon holds that you're potter from Golas. The first lashon holds you're chayiv Golas. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little pshat in this Rashi. But let us first mention what the pasuk says, and then we'll try to understand l'chayre. What Shitas Rashi is. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says as follows. There are three psukim
Make ish vo meis mois yumos.
That's shmeis chafalav posik yud beis.
Make ish vo meis mois yumos.
What does that mean? That means a person was amazed. Make ish vo meis mois yumos.
Vashel loy tzoda vo lekim ino liyodoy besamti lecha mokim ashayonu shoma.
That's second posik.
V'chiyozid ish arayehu laholgei ba'omo mi mizbechi tikachen olamos.
So we have here, the first pasuk is speaking about meizid, meishom, yumos.
The second pasuk is speaking about shoygik, samte lochamokim.
The third pasuk, pasuk is speaking about meizid, v'chiyozid ish arayehu tikachen olamos.
So we have two pasukim of meizid. The middle posik is shaykik.
Now, I'd like to say over how the Ritva learned pshat, the Ritva and Makis learned pshat in Arashi. It says as follows,
Make ish vo meis, meishumas.
A person is make ish vo meis, which means a real meizit, meishumas.
Va'asher loitzodo. But, now Rashi, the Ritva says, Va'asher loitzodo is a continuation of the previous pasuk. That means, Makishremeis Moishumos, and he doesn't go into Golus. But that is Va'asher loitzodo.
That was Loitzodo.
Now, what does Loitzodo mean?
What does this mean, Va'asher Loitzodo?
Zokta Ritve, Ariges Meizid Adela Elkoi.
This is a explanation and an elaboration from the previous pasuk.
Vehu Sheloitzodo.
It's talking about Loitzodo.
Then he doesn't go into Golas. She'im tzideit yodoy.
Now, tzideit yodoy, dachsach me means, as everybody says, mudol chaner.
He wanted to throw it towards him.
He wanted to throw, not away from him. He wanted to throw it towards him, which is,
rotzo lizroik shtayim vizorek arbe.
Now, gavucha doch laner says, he says a vote which later perhaps will appreciate the vote. He says, Teich Dalad Amoisov is in his Rishus. After Dalad Amis is out of my Rishus. We see in Shabbos, Dalad Amis Shalom, that's Rishus Shalom.
So Memele Va'asher Loitzot. He didn't want to throw it in his Tzad, in his Rishus.
That's the hemshach of the pasuk. Make ish v'meis, if you threw it to him.
I didn't want to throw it towards me.
Then, mois yumos.
Vasher loitzodo.
That is only if you didn't want to throw towards him. I wanted to throw towards that person.
Then, that's amazing.
That doesn't go into Golas. You kill him.
But, if I wanted to throw in the same direction,
that means I'm sorry,
but it should be bitzidi, it should be close to me.
Then there's no din of meishumas, then there's a din besamti lechomokim.
So Rashi learns pshat, that's how the Ritva says, Rashi learns pshat, vashel loitzodo is a extension of make ishva meis. Mois yumos means you kill him and he doesn't go into Golas. That is Va'asher Loitzodo. If there was no attempt mitzidoi to throw it towards himself, then there's a din of Mois yumos V'loyanus.
He doesn't go to an Orimiklo.
But if it was Tzodo, that even though I threw it in the direction of the person that got killed, but my intention was it should stop in my Rishus before it reaches him, then you will go in Golas.
That is the first Loshon of Rashi.
So that's according to this first lashon of Rashi, the pasuk is telling us as follows: Ma'ake ish v'meis mois yumos. Mois yumos, he don't call him golus. That is only loitzado if he did not throw it; it should be close to him. But if it would be tzado, then v'samte luchamokim shayonu shama. That's one case. V'olikim ina liyadai is the second case. V'olikim means oi, holikim ina liyadai. So we have two cases. V'samti l'chamokim ha-shayon l'shama. You go in Golis either. There are two cases when you go in Golis. Either when it was tzoda. You don't call Golis if it was light tzoda. But if he wanted to throw it towards himself, Then you will go in Golas. Or Valakimino Liyodai. You'll see go in Golas. So by Emerson, let us just explain one more Nikuda. Emerson is Baksim the Bichas Avrom says this Nikuda. Lotso Lizrak Shtarim Vizorak Arba. What is this called? Is this called a Shagik Akorev Lemezid or a Shagit Akorev Loinis? Now, we will see as the sugya progresses, this is a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi held, it's a shegik akol v'lemezit. That means you're throwing in this direction. Yenna's standing over here. I'm going to throw it. My aim is good. I can hit a dime 3 amos away. And I go and throw it, and I hit him. So, Bemison, playing with fire over here. You're throwing in the same direction, but it's going to stop before, my young years, there was a pitcher, you'll see, it's going to stop before it reaches him. So, between you and me, this is a shagik akorv lemezit. I mean, what are you doing? What are you playing around with? You relied on your aim, on your control. So that's the hemshech of the Friedrich Apostle. Maki ishva meis meis yumos. That's a real meizit. But that's only vashalei tzoda. If he wanted to throw it close to him, even though it's kalev lemeizit, but then you'll go and golos already. This shayge, which is kalev meizit, you'll go and golos. Now, that's the first mahalach in Rashi. Now let's see again Rashi. Rashi says, Likas rikshtayim, Nalini Golis, Chai, Dersiv Asher Loitzodo, Vesamti Lacha Mokim, Loitzodo, then it's Vesamti Lacha, if it would be Tzodo, that means Loitzodo, but if it would be Tzodo, Vesamti Lach Mokim, Pratla Miskava Liz rikshtayim Vesorik Arbe, She'enoi Betoires Vechiyozid Ish. Now, that what Rashi says, Eine Betosuchi Yozidish is very, very problematic, because the Yozidish is the Pasuk afterwards. The Rashi in Yesoid means to say, this is a Pirish on the Pasuk Yud Beis. Makish Vameis Vasher Loitzodo. So this all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Ela Betoiris Vesamti Lachomokim. Alba Kaponim, this is Pshat in Rashi. Lishne Achine, Va'asher loitzodo. If it was loit, va'asher loitzodo, prat lemiskaven the potem igolus. The hochi mashme, when does he go to golus? Shel loitzodo. Shel niskaven litzadik velizrik etzloi, yonus. So the second lashon holds, it's a shaykik akov lemezin, he does not go in golus. That means, when do you go in golus? Asher loitzoda. Not that you're playing Russian roulette, I'm going to throw it, mamish, in your direction, but it's going to drop before. Ah. In such a case, you don't go in golus. That's a shaykik akov lemezin. So these two lashonos in Rashi is, it's taka shayge kakov lemezit, but is the miut that the, even though it's kov lemezit, but since it's not a mezit mamish, you do go into golis, or since it's kov lemezit, you don't go into golis. These are the two lashonos of Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. Niskaven lizrek shtayim v'zorik albe. Sektaisves Linyan Shabbos Potter. Linyan, so we had Linyan Shabbos Yer Potter. So Rashi said, because he felt the Malachas Machshavos. Va'afilu la'abaye the Mechaye beperek la'al godl. Abaye said, Niskaven Lizroik Shtayim v'zorak ha'arbeis chaye. Zektaisves Abaye speaking about something else. Einu Niskaven Lizroik Shtayim v'nimtzu arbe. Abaye is talking about something else. He thought this was Shtayim and it was Arbe. That Abaye says, that already, that's a Shoigig. That's not a Misasik. That means he was under the impression, he was under the impression just like I think it's kosher meat and it's chalev. So here, I thought this was Shtayim and it was Arbe. Dumye diniskaven lachter es atolish v'chotach es ha-mechuba. V'ayinu shesov atolish v'nimtze mechuba. And thereby also holds you are chayim akobim. That is called a shoygik. Diniskaven loze v'chotach ze. But if there were in front of him two tomatoes, one was a tolush and one was a mechuba. He wanted to cut the tolush and by accident his hand hit the mechuba. That's called a misasik. That means if I wanted to do a pu'ula muteres and my hand slipped and it ended up by doing, so that's called a misasik bedovu shaleta. And they ended up doing the Dovu Shalis, so that's called Misas. Perat lemiskaven lizroik. Now we hear the two lishaynes in Rashi, that Rashi says that miskaven lizroik, according to the first Loshin Yechayiv Golis, according to the second Loshin Yepotov Golis. Loshin rishim perish bekuntris, prat lo miskaven lizrek beis, bizorak arbe, loyhavi bechlal kiyozit. Now Rashi says, so this is not bechlal kiyozit, and which is posik yudalit. So how does this come to kiyozit? Utvei haben nichel lefosh, lahave bechlal ma ki ish ve meis, tersiv lael minei, okay, so that would, that's all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. I forget about this is Lamaisa the Pshat and Rashi. That Loitzodo, that if he didn't want to throw close to him, then he doesn't go on Golas. If he wanted to throw close to him, then he does go on Golas. Same time. Amai itzrach lechayiv golis niskaven lizrek shtayim v'zorekarbe. The meichis hankedaitach de potter. That means, why do you need a special posik? Speaking about loitzada, but if you want to throw close to him, he's chayiv golis. Why not? The meichis hankedaitach de potter. The lifter mimise vade leyosi. The posik isn't coming to tell us that he's potter for mise. The pshita the shaygik potter mimise. So the posik is coming to tell us he's chayim golos. Now why shouldn't he be chayim golos? He's a shaygik. V'yeshloima nibevloi tzediye dorish be'elo heina goylum. Prat lo miskaven lizroik betzad ze v'zorak betzad acher. Now, there the Gemara says, a person, how did this happen? Basically, when somebody wanted to throw to the east and he threw to the west. Now, how does that happen? Mustama, perhaps when he was throwing, his hand bumped into something and he threw in an opposite direction. So the Gemara darshins beloits dio that you put it from Golas. That means if I had an intent for a different direction, Yapota from Golas, and between you and me, Yidei Yapota from Golas Haltoinis. It's Goblainis. That means I wanted to throw to the east, I end up throwing, and he's standing in the west, and I throw in the west. So Memele, so there's a posse that told me I'm potter from Golis because this is a different direction. Umahaikro have a patrina fullness cavern lizric stein bizoric alb. So Taisva says, so I'd ever have a meaning, this is also called a different direction. That means I wanted to throw it to Amis, and it ended up going further than I wanted to throw it. I wanted it to be close to me, and it ended up going to him. So I would think this is also korev lo'oinis. So that's why you need a posik to tell me, no, this is not, if it's the same direction that you wanted to throw it in front of him, not at him, that's a called korev lo'oinis. That's how Taisva says. Ulaperish achen sheperish bekotres. Now Taisva says, let's speak about the second pshat in Rashi. Shepotamigolus. We'll see Taisva's loins, potamigolus, not the way we said in Rashi, it's called lamezit. Taisva's loins, it's called loinus. Koshiktas. So, potamigolus. The beperik elo eina goylem. Omar, the Gemara says as follows. Im bepesa b'loi eiva hadofoi b'loi eiva prat l'soina. Then it says, b'loi tzidiyo prat l'niskaben lizroik b'tzadze v'holcho l'tzad acher. These are psukim in Bamidbar. So, b'loi tzidiyo means he didn't even enter to throw it in the opposite direction. Now, so it seems we are going bahadroge. Loi mi boy beloi tzidia. If he wanted to throw to the east and he threw to the west, that's called a shaki kakov loines and his potter. Now, if he wanted to throw close to him and he threw far away from him, he's also considered a shaygi kakov la'inis, and he is potter from Golis. That is l'chay ripshat in the Gemara. Now, there's one tremendous problem. That means from the rehitis loshna Gemara, it's going as follows. How do I know this chiddush that lizrik shtayim zork arbe is potter from Golis, it's called kakov la'inis? Because I have already beloitz dia. Blaitz D is telling me that Rotzel is like Lamizach Bzork Lamaira. That's a Zeis Potter. So what's Blaitz Oda is coming to tell us that if it would be Zoda, you're also Potter. So that's a bigger Kiddush. Even this is also Kor of Loiness. So the problem is Blaitz D is a Posek in Bamidbo, and Blaitz Oda is a Posek in Shemais. So, l'chayre, you should say the poshet echidish and b'loi tzoda. Rotze lizroik l'tzad zeh v'zork l'tzad acher. And b'loi tzdi, you should be marbe rotze lizroik shtayim v'zork al. But that's Taisva's kasha. Taisva's kasha berk and ago. B'loi evadofoi prat l'say. B'loi tzdi, you prat l'skam lizroik. Tzad zeh v'olcho l'tzad acher. Asher lo itzod, the problem is common lizrik shtayim, bezor ikal, bahashte, asher lo itzod, the receive bereish velo mishpotim. That's first in the Torah. Avale lamuti Yehuda domit fein lifter. She should say, the more posher the chiddish, ken goy niskam lizrik pitzad ze, shlo niskam lezad hanirzach. So Taisa says, you're 100% right. No, so why did the Gemara darshan from Leitzidia, Leitzoda, to tell me a bigger Kiddush? Shem the Hischala Tana Lidresh Krod of Leitzidia. The Tana in Makis started from the Posik in Bamidbo, in Bapesa, in Bapesa, Beloy Eva, Dofi Prat Lesoine. So he started the Posik in Bamidbo. is not at Bereshnes Kabbalis of Betzadze, the Reitz Lasker Aposha Trila. So he finishes darshaning that Posik, and he says, Leitzdi is coming for a more Posha Techidish, Tzadze Betzadach. Obeina Hanami, Lemaise, the Iker Drash is from Leitzoda, but the Gemara Chapson, since he's dashing the posse gebamid, but he starts dashing the poste droshes from beloits dir. Vim taima, amai itzrach ba'elu hein ha'goylim, mi'bivli doas, that's what I have on the side, the more dashes mi'bivli doas, lifter niskaven larig as a behema v'horag as odom. A person wanted to kill a behema, and he killed an odom. So the Gemara darshins that is potter. Fraktoisves, al kochach hainu, oynes kaben lizrik bezad ze, bezorik bezad ache, oynes kaben lizrik shtayim, bezorik alba. Fraktoisves, amuridike kashin. How did this come about? He wanted to kill a behem and he killed an odom. So al kochach, the behem is standing in one place, the odom is standing in the other place, and Memela, he wanted to aim for the behemoth, he ended up by the other. So it's either in the Skaven Lizrik Stein Bezorikab, and it's in the Skaven Lizrik Betzadze. So why do you need a new drash on Bivli Doas? Let's learn this out from Beloitzada. That's Tesu's Kash. Vieshloima, the Hosam Itzterich, Kigoin shoya behema v'odom ze bitzad ze. It's speaking, I got news for you. It's not Lizrik Stein v'zorek arbe. It's speaking about that there was a behema and an animal, there was a behema and a person, one next to the other. And he needed good aim. He needed good aim to, it wasn't Stamazes, Lizak Steimer Zorakarbe. And he wanted to kill the animal. So Memele, he's potter. That's a new drash of Bibli Das. That means this is worse than Lizrik Stein Bezorikab, because Lizrik Stein Bezorikab, there's a two Amaliway over there. That means, Sarfilo, he won't hit the dime on the head, but, there's two amis of leeway. Mashenkin here speaking about the behemoth and the other were one next to the other. He wanted to kill the behemoth. So there's a new drash Bivli Das. I saw the Mafteach brings down from Chazon Yecheskel. He asks Akashem, he brings a Sifri. The Sifri says, Niskavain lahakois esa eitz vehika esa odom, hareze goyle. You do go on goals. Now what's the case of Niskavain lahakois esa eitz vehika esa odom? It's not, the eitz was over there, on the right side, and the odom was on the left side, and his hand, so that's, inak don gongolos, that's, this kavan lizrik bitzadze, vizorik bitzadze. We can't say that the eitz is two amis away from him, and the odom is four amis away, and he wanted to throw two amis, and he threw four amis, that's this kavan lizrik stein vizorik amis. So Kochach is speaking about that the man is standing next to the eights, and he wanted to hit the eights, and he hit the man, and his chayiv goes. So what's the difference between this kaven larig as a behema or the laki sets eights? As I frek the chazayn yecheskel. I don't have a chazayn yecheskel. I don't know what he answers. But I wanted to say, perhaps the Teretz is as follows. So, Moiretike Zach over here, and we have to be Megashim. Niskavein, these are two Lashoynes. Larik Esa Beheime v'horag esa odom. The other case is lahakoy said se'etz v'horag esa odom. That's me the zamir de kechilik. And let's say over the scenario, the skaven larig esa behema. There was Beryl standing, and next to Beryl there's a great Dane over there, and the great Dane is looking at him as he is, and he's jumping on the leash, and he's gonna jump in a minute, and he's gonna go, and he's holding the leash, and this person is petrified, and the owner of the great, don't worry, he's tame, and he gives one look at him, and that's called tame by you. And then So what did he want to do? But they're close together. They're close one to the other. He needs good aim. But it was Niskavan Lari gets a behemoth. So if he wanted to kill the behemoth, why did he want to kill the behemoth? Because he hates behemoths. There was a reason. He wanted to kill the behemoth. He's afraid the behemoth is going to kill him. But he has to have good aim. He has to have good aim because the behemoth and the owner are one next to the other. So there it says that's a new drat. That's not niskaven lizrik beiz v'zorek arbe. Here, this you have to be good. But he wants to kill the behemoth. But what Bivli does, I didn't know I'd kill you. I want to kill the behemoth. So there, the halacha is, even though it's a risky zrika that you're making. And we see what happened, Taki killed the person instead of the behemoth. But al koponim, there's a miyat of Bivli Das. But niskavin lahakai setzeitz vahika esodom. They're talking about this person was leaning next to the eights, and he wants to go and show, and he knows how to, he has such a good aim, so he's gonna throw a stone and gonna hit the tree and not hit the person. And Shuldik, if you have no legitimate reason for doing this, some say you want to show that you're good aim, that's not called Bivli Das. I think that's why they said, B'diuk, Larry gets the baby. He wanted to kill the behemoth. He had a reason to kill the behemoth. But Lahaki says the eighth, you have something against the eighth. The eighth is shepherd with you. There the whole thing is you want to show how good your aim is. I'm sorry. If it doesn't fall into the category of Lizrik Stein Vizor Kalbe, you don't have 2 amas leeway. I'm sorry. You can't go and start showing, how good a pitcher you are. Inami, Taisvi says, Kisova Behema Benimtsa Odo. That Gemara Vlidas is speaking about something else. He thought it was a behemoth. It was Nimtsa Odom. It was Purim, and it looked like a bear was lunging at him. So he was a behemoth. Benimtsa Odom. So that's a new din of Vlidas. But he wanted to throw it at the what he thought was a behemoth was another. Vitaimah. Da pligi rebi ve rabonon benishmat habarzel mikitoi. Umine eitza mizbakeya. There's a machloikis in the Gemara Makis, and I think Tosfos Kash is from the eitza mizbakeya. A person was chopping wood, and he was chopping wood, and the ma machay bai, ma bachay bai beresh eloi nagoil. So I think Tosfos is asking by her eitza mizbakeya, have a kemoinis kaven lizrek stein vizorek arbe, shenis kaven lavakeya eitzim shalafonov, vaholach lemelchik. So I think Taisvis is asking Akasha, there's one man the Yomar that says that when a person is chopping wood and it jumped and it hit someone else, so it's chayim golus. So Tosfos is asking, what is this different according to the second lashon of Rashi, that Lizrek Shtayim Vizorak Arba, that you're potter from Golus. That you're potter from Golus. That asks me is Tosfos Kasha. Now, if that is Tosfos Kasha, I think perhaps it's Nitin Leoma, if I understand Tosfos properly, that we had said that Tosfos learns according to the second lashon of Rashi, that the reason you're potter from Golus is because it's a shoykik akolev lo'inis. That's Shitas HaTosfos. Taisi stells zu, lizog bezad ze, bezog bezad ze, ache, uche sicher, a shege kakor bloines. Bekitzer, Taisus held, if niskave lizog stein bezog arbe, is also a shege kakor bloines. So now, if a person is throwing or shooting something, he has some sort of control to the distance that he's throwing it or shooting it. So memele, so this, this is called a shegik a korobloinis, niskabe lizog stein bezor kalbe. If a person is chopping wood, I do not know if he has complete control over how far the wood will jump after when he's chopping it. I do not know if he has the same control of when he chops wood that when he throws something be your dime or shoots something be your dime. So memele, it could be lizrokstein bezorik arbez ashege kekov loines. Liz, about the Eitz HaMizbakeya, he had hoped that it wouldn't go too far. He wanted that the piece should stop over here, and it went much further. Could be this is not a shaygik a korev lo'ines. This is called a shaygik and you are chayv. Zok the Gemara weiter. Niskaven lizroik arba vizorak shmoina. Gabuch Adolf Haner says, we'll see this achidish in Golas also, because arba and shmoina, we said before he wanted to throw it in his rishus and went out of his rishus. Lizroik arba vizorak shmoina, he wanted to throw it out of his rishus. Now the shail is, how far it's going to go. Lizroik arba bezorik shmoina. Linyan is okin chayv. Linyan dalad vorm potter. Linyan shabbos. So here, the tzichem aleches mach shabbos. Because he wanted me mechal of shabbos. Lizroik arba bezorik shmoina. That means, sayas rikas arba, sayas rikas shmoina is chelu shabbos. So linyan shabbos. Linyan Shabbos ba'ime kalmokim shetirza tenuach in iloy loy. So now we have to make malachas machshavas. Yizich wanted to do a malach. So if he said that it doesn't matter where it's going to fall, he's not particular. Means if he wanted it to fall, daf ketal adamis nefel eight. This, I wanted it to be here, and it fell there. Stol teichet the meleches machshavas. That's not meleches machshavas. Meleches machshavas means exactly what was wanted to do was done. So, but if he said, b'chol mokeim shetirza tenuach, that means wherever it will, I want to throw b'al adamas, for four, five amas, six amas, eight amas, I'm not particular. So memele, then it'll be chayv legavi Shabbos. Iloi loi, but if he wanted bedavket shifol the certain mokim, so then fel teichet meleches mach Shabbos. Lin yigolis ashaloi tzodo prat niskavans lizre karbe vizorek shmeina, lin yin evet plukted rab shimon gamliel verabonam. Zogt Rashi, im omar, kol mokim, שתרצה תנוח, חייב שרייש כאן מלאכס מחשבס. Now, I'd like to read to the Oilam, I have Frankel Gemara, there's missing around 15 words here, which are very important. So I'd like to read what it says on the side over here. שרייש כאן מלאכס מחשבס, דזריקס arba amos melochehu. He wanted to do a meloche. Vu niskaven lizrek arba. Vekivon. the loich beslay beizem mokim tanuach, and it doesn't bother him where it's going to rest. Chayiv the nasis machshavtoi. That means whatever you want, that's called melachas machshavas. V'loy loy, but if he's makpid where it should fall, loy nasis machshavtoi. Avol niskav, and let's go back to Arash. Am niskav al izrik shtayim v'zorek arbe. Afilu oma kol mokim shetir tzatanuach. It doesn't matter if it'll fall someplace else. Potter, sh'ike machshavte einelim loch. The ike kavona was not to make a maloch, lizrik shtayim. So memele, so then the din is that what, then that he's potter, even though he said, kamokim shetir tzatanuach, I'm not makbid if it falls daladamis, but since his ike kavona was it should fall to amis, so memele, there's no kavona l'shem maloch. Zogte gemore weiter, wo oma rabbe, zorak kli meiroi shagak, ubo acher v'shibrei b'mako. And a person is standing on the bottom and he breaks it b'mako. Potter. So the second person is potter. My time, why is the second person potter? He broke the keli. Mone tvire tova. It's considered he broke a broken keli. The keli is considered broken while it's flying through the air. Zogt Rashi, zorak bal hakeli kli meroi shagak. Oh, Rashi tells us something very interesting, that the one who threw this keli was the bal hakeli. We'll see soon where Rashi to say this. Potter ze she shibroi b'mako, koidem nefilosoi, sherei soifoi li shover, because it would have broken side by side, so it's called, he broke a monet vire. Now, let us just see the Rosh for 2 minutes. The Rosh is the end of the second Perek in Baba Kama. It's next to the last Rosh. My Gemara, it's 248 Pelaz, Kuf Chavdal Domet Beis, and Omar Rabbe, Ois Tezayin. This is Ois Tezayin in the Rosh. Omar Rabbe, Zora Kli Miroi Shagag, ובו אחר בשברי, אמר רבי, זורק כלי מרוי שגג, ובו אחר בשברי, במה כל פוטר, מי טיימה, מונה תבירה טוב. Zog der Rosh, what's the longness of mona tvira tova? Kiven de bevada yishover, choshiv ki shovu mishas rike. Zog der Rosh, vechayiv hazer koi, va mishaber potter. That means, that's pshat and rabbe, the one who threw it, lemaisa never broke through his rike. The second one broke it, but the first one is chayiv and the second one is potter. V'Rashi Pirish, Shezol Kei Bala Keili. Rashi said that the owner of the Keili threw it. Why did Rashi have to say this? L'fisho Yekosheloi, Loma Loi Pirish Rabo Din Hazayrik. Rashi had a kasha. Rabbi is very modne. Zora Kli Meroi Shegag, the second one is Potter. And what's with the first one? That's also a chiddush, that the first one is chayiv. It didn't break from the zrik of the first one, and the first one is chayiv, and Rabbi machzach nishvissendik about the who's chayiv, the second one is potter. So Rashi, I'm going to kikashe. So Rashi says, I got news for you. It's speaking about that the owner of the keli threw it down. So the mele, so Hashteitzach, he's not chai. So the chiddush is that the second one is pot. So the Rosh says, I vehemently wish to disagree with Rashi. The mele said, the pshiti, the pot, ha-mishabe. He says, if it's speaking about that the owner threw it down, the Aveda Midasi. This is called an Aveda Midasi. Not that he sees potter, because if a person is Ma'abed Mamoine, we'll see the Shita Sarosh is if your Ma'abed your Mamoine becomes Hefka. I was Ma'abed, I stand on top of the Empire State Building and they have a crystal vase and I throw it down. So you don't to say Lomdis in the second one is Potter because it's a broken keli. If the owner threw it down, he was mafkerit. So on Lomdis, it's Hefker. You throw down your keli from the Pious State Building. So he's Mabed Mamayna Ladas. Lainir, the Milsa Pshiti, that's the Potter, Amishabed, Aveda Midasi. Voidechi poshet me hoche, the more want to bring a raya, the bosser me koras linen. If he is linen, bosser soy potter, the veda midasi, babakilo, if kirum bailam. Hilkach bezorkai acha mairi. So therefore he's choyle karashi, someone else threw it. But keeping them before Shrabbe time, so but Rabbe said, Mishum the mona tvira tova, Mele Yadana da Zere Krayev, given the Bavadai Hoya Oimidli Shava. So the Rosh is Chaylik and Rashi, and the Rosh says it is speaking about that someone threw it down. If the Bailam threw it down, forget about it, and then there's, this is not our Sugye, it's Hefker, Hivkirum, Memele, so it's poshit that the second one is potter. The Nachlas David wants to say, and Avchofim at Beis, that Rashi is machlokes the Tur and the Rambam, and Rashi held like the Rambam. In Rambam state, Hama'abid Momoinai. A person is Ma'abid Momoinai. Af alpi, that means he threw something in the middle of a shusarabim. Staten Rambam, af alpi she osso loroye lito dovoze latzmai. I see he has a wallet bulging with bills. He throws it in the middle of Times Square, and I see it. Zokte Rambam, af alpi she osso loroye lito dovoze latzmai. Ein izoko klahachzir. So the Rambam says, but there's no mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. If he throws it into Times Square, you don't have to go and pick it up and bring it to his house. So the Rambam learns that Aveda Midas doesn't have the chiyuvi of a Shabbos Aveda. But the Rambam says, you know, a lot to take. He wasn't mafkir, and he threw it there. He's not careful, he's careless, whatever it is. If he's careless, you don't have to return it to him. But it's not hafkir. Zokta Nachlas David, Rashi held like the Rambam. So Memele, so speaking about that the owner threw down the keli. That's why we don't speak about the chiyuv of the Zayre. But it's you're not allowed to take it, not allowed to be mazikin. So therefore, so Rabbi said about the second is potat mona tvira tova. Vama Rabbi. Zora kli miroi shagag, v'hoyu tachtov kari mekastlis. Underneath it were pillows, there was a mattress. Bo acha v'silko. Someone else came, and he took away the mattress. Someone threw down a crystal vase, and there was mattresses over there, and then someone else comes and takes away the mattress. Like God on the silken, he himself took away the mattress. He had a string. He was standing on top of a roof. He threw down the vase when there was a mattress there. Then he lifted up the mattress and it broke. But my time beidne de shadye psuke mifseke gire. When he threw it down, for the maisa zrika that he had done, it wasn't considered a maisa mazik, because when he threw it down, there was a mattress there. Later, when you take away the mattress, that's a gomer. So al koponim, so for this rikis potter, there was a mattress. For the taking away the mattress, he's potter, that's gomer. Zot Rashi, Zorak mazik. Here we say that he was not talking about the balakeli. Zorak mazik kli meroy shegat. Bo yutacht of korim vekastis potter. Sherei mizrikosoi ein soifer lishova. Ache yinotlo akarim. For his maisers rike, he's not chayim. Vizesh enotlo akarim. Vafilo zoi gatsmi notlo. Potter. The Grome bin Nezokin Ha. But this is called the Grome bin Nezokin. Let us see. Toysvis, Vama Rabbe Zokli Meroi Shagag, Rabbe Gassinin, Darove Mesavkele Leel, Ibosa Mikorazinin, Eloi, Vekomadin, Nifshet Mirabe Shu Rabbe, we bring down this memory of Rabbe. Kodam Vesilkei, Perish Rav Alphys, the Rabbe Letaimei, the Leslei Dine de Gami Berei Shagazel Kam. I said, the Rif says, but if you hold Garmi, so the second one is Chayiv. That's what the Rif says. The Rif holds, and just let us say there is Rizikir Machloikasin to define when is it called Grome and when is it called Garmi. Garmi is Chayiv, Grome is Potter. Now we have to know what the guidelines are when it becomes Ois Groma becomes Gami. Bekitza, the Rif held taking away the mattress is Garmi. That's not called Groma. That's Gami. You have a Keli flying down and you just slip away there. That's called Garmi, which is Chayiv. So Memela, so the Rif says that what Rabbi said is potter, because Rabbi holds Gami is potter. If you hold Gami is chayv, you'll be chayv. Well, the Rinire, the Grome ben Nezokenu, potter lekul alma. This is called Grome. There's nothing to do with Gami. It's potter lekul alma.